We have an issue right now with the neighborhood in my single member district, the Beverly Estates, which primarily most people know as Rosemary. The city of College Station has some sewer capacity over on the west side of town with all of the new...
And there's a lot of it.
A lot of new development, high density, the high rises we all see. Current capacity within the city of College Station is not adequate to service that as far as the sewer is concerned. So they are planning on running a fairly large sewer line from that area to their sewage treatment plant on the east side. In doing so, they're determined to do this with a gravity-fed line, and as a result, the topography matters as where you put this. So they're planning on putting this basically right through probably the most historic, most storied neighborhood in the city of Bryan, which is Rosemary, Beverly Estates. We often hear a lot about neighborhood integrity when the elections season comes up. And I want to make sure that everyone recognizes that neighborhood integrity in Bryan is just as important as neighborhood integrity in College Station. So we've been working very closely, the Neighborhood Association, the residents, and the staff at the City of College Station, and frankly the staff at the City of Bryan. We've been working to try to resolve this in a manner that can achieve the objectives of the City of College Station, which, you know, they're going to have to get that capacity moved from the west to the east, but we got to make sure we do this without destroying or significantly altering one of the most historic neighborhoods in the city of Bryan.
Right, and I mean, it's a big deal, but even though these new buildings aren't in the city of Bryan that are on Northgate, to me, I'm looking at this and projecting in my mind what's going to happen. That's going to spur a lot of growth in Bryan. That university to Villa Maria, Texas to Welburn, most of that area is in Bryan, and frankly, most of College Station's built.
Yes.
Right? So, I mean, there's not much room, much more room for growth in College Station. It has to spill over into the city.
Oh, there's no question.
So it's a good thing that it's happening for the city of Bryan as well once you get this issue worked through.
Absolutely. And, you know, a lot of people don't realize when you look at the map, the city limit line is effectively up against much of that high density construction.
Right, it's maybe a block.
That's right. And so we will see within a fairly short period of time, and there's nothing I can reveal, but there are people that are in the process of looking at investing in that part of town to, you know, we have a lot of small single family homes, in some cases. Some of them are dilapidated. Some of them, there have been some folks that have been picking up some of that property, anticipating that there's going to be some growth in the future. So we may see some of that higher density growth. It's going to be fairly concentrated to that same general area, sort of to the east of Welburn, to the north of University, and to the west of South College. But we will see that, I would imagine, in the next 5 to 10 years. There's going to be parts of Bryan that are going to be somewhat unrecognizable, but it shouldn't affect the quality of life for those single-family residences adjacent to that, for sort of Brookside and that Midtown area. But it will certainly help out our tax base, and it will help keep some of the student population a little closer to the university.
What happens with I have no idea what I'm asking here, but I'm going to throw it out there. What happens with the sewage from the city of Bryan, the block away from these big high rises?
Interestingly enough, I'll brag on our city staff. We like to plan ahead, and we're in the process of working on capacity on the west side. We don't want to have to carry that all the way across town, so we're working on some additional capacity on the west side. We're prepared for that. And
is there a possibility that College Station, you know, uses that, you know?
As I understand it, College Station has invested millions of dollars in increasing their capacity on the current sewage treatment plant that they have on the east side, and they, with the anticipation of picking up that additional capacity over in the Northgate area. So they're not interested. I suspect we could probably work something out, and I know that, you know, we've had shared agreements in the past, and I think especially when you're looking at that corridor where we're talking about basically right along the city limit line, it really makes sense to work with College Station every opportunity we can. In this particular case, I do believe, as I understand it, they have they've made plans to increase that capacity, and so at this point, it doesn't look like we would work on a shared agreement.
Okay, yeah, I just throwing that out there. I mean, it's so close together. It's really you can't tell when you drive from one to the other, because before you got on, I was like, okay. The city limit, I think, is right there at Rosemary, right? Because, I mean, it's the backyard of those homes is College Station almost.
Basically, the properties on South Rosemary effectively back up to the city limit line.